I'm going to admit, it is a ridiculous story. It is unbelievable on many counts. And yet, before I tell you this very last miracle in our miracle series, you have to remember, Dad is about to lose his kids. Maybe all of his kids. They're all turning around. They're all about to go back, and God has to do something. So before I show you the miracle, those of you that have been parents, you have to ask yourself, at what length would I go to make sure I don't lose one of my kids? I know when I was teaching kids how to ride bikes, and we would always come across little driveways that slope down in, and if they started to take that slope, you'd have to run up and grab them. But I remember there was still that time where one of my girls was heading for the road, and I ran up and tried to catch her, but I ended up knocking her off the bike, and she was crying. But man, if that amount of pain I could cause to keep her from going out in traffic, I would do it all day long. And you have to keep that in mind. You see, the children of Israel, they've been grumbling, they've been complaining. That's one thing. But now they're speaking against God. Now they're tired of wandering in the desert. They haven't been allowed to go into the promised land yet and set up their own homes. So now they're speaking against God. And now they're heading back toward the Red Sea. And many of them are thinking about just returning to Egypt. Let's go back into our old slavery. And God, at this point, he sent them water. He sent them manna to eat. He's got to knock them off their bikes. So he sends venomous snakes. I know. What kind of dad sends venomous snakes? If that's going to hurt and kill some of the nation, but if it can turn the nation back around, he sends venomous snakes. Boy, this is a last resort of dad, I'll admit. It's a weird one, but we're in Numbers chapter 21. Here's the story. I set up the complaining, the grumbling. God sends venomous snakes. They bite people and many Israelites died. And in Numbers 21 verse 7, it worked. It turns the kids around. The people came back to Moses and they said, "We've sinned. We spoke against the Lord. We've spoken against you. Pray that the Lord will take away the snakes from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole, and anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. And when anyone was bitten by the snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. And that's it. That's all. It's just that much of a story in the Bible. That's all it does. And you're like, what a weird miracle. But first of all, it was a miracle and it was caused by God. He's the one that sent the snakes. And yet he did that to try to turn his kids. And in the midst of it, when they realized we've gone against God, we've gone against God's leadership, and they cried out, God goes, "I'm going to give you a cure. Moses, make out of bronze a snake and put it up on a pole. Take the very thing that has given you the poison and put it up on a stick, hold it above camp, and send word to everyone that's laying in their tents, snake bitten. If you come out and look at it, you'll be healed." Which is going to be crazy news for someone. "Hey, George, good news. You know, your leg's all swollen up. You got to come look at it. Mo put a snake on a pole. You'll be okay." And George has got to climb out of bed and look at the pole and believe this is the actual cure. And it cured them. And I couldn't think of a better miracle to end our little session on miracles on. Because this set up your miracle. This sets up my miracle. There's so much in that story I'd like to go back to and get to. But we need to fast forward some 1,400 years from that point. Some 1,400 years later, we have Jesus speaking one of the most amazing and maybe most popular verses in the entire Bible. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 3:16. He's talking to a Pharisee that comes in the middle of the night and says, "What must I do to be saved? How does this whole thing work?" "All you got to do is believe that God sent his son, put him on a cross, you look at him and you'll be healed." But maybe you missed the verses before John 3:16. Jesus tells the story and he simply says this, "For no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of God. So just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." So Jesus will be put on a pole. and he will take the sin, the very venom, the very poison from my rebellion, from my turning against God, from my going against God's leadership. Jesus will take that. That any of us want to step from our life and look at him and realize that's the cure, that's the answer. And we put our faith and trust that this is what God has given us. I will be cleansed of that venom. I will have the sin removed from my life. It's called forgiveness and freedom, a new creation in him. That the old Chris is gone. That's nothing to be ashamed of anymore. That he's called me son, called you daughter, prince or princess in the kingdom. The greatest miracle in the Bible is what Jesus did on the cross for you and I to simply be called his today. Never, ever walk outside your tent without remembering that miracle. And it goes back 1,450 years earlier to God going, I'll set up a miracle in the desert just to use for this point and this time. I'll take the very thing of venom, put it up on a stake and say, it's done. The cure is here. The faith has to be yours. But the act was his. What a miracle. Walk in that freedom and that forgiveness today.